Baruchim Abayim, welcome back to the yeshiva, welcome back to the Zman, welcome back to Ksuvus. For those who took a bit of a break, should only be a Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah. Should only be a break that will give us new koach to see things from a fresh perspective. What we're dealing with is the world of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana expanded the world of Kamei B'Dereva Minei from Rabbanan's understanding, which means a world that Misas Bezdin overrides Chiyuvei Mamon, Kamei B'Dereva Minei. According to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, even spiritual punishments can override Chiyuvei Mamon. But we saw Machlokes bin Abaye v'Rava, which spiritual punishments? According to Rava, Kares can override. That's his drasha from the pasuk of the Molech, that Kares can override Chiyuvei Mamon. Masha'en Ken Abaye, who saw Gzera Shava from Ason, he held that any spiritual punishment, be it Kares, be it Nisi Bidei Shamayim, any spiritual punishment on that plane can also erase a Chiyuv Mamon. The Gemara asked, my nafkamina between Abaye v'Rava? So it gave the nafkamina of Zor She'ochal Truma. That here we have a Chiyuv Mamon. Truma was eaten. There is a Chiyuv of Gezel, and that has to be, the money has to be returned to the Kohen from whom this Truma was taken. And we have a Chiyuv of Misa Bidei Shamayim. So according to Rava, you're chayef both. Even according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, only Kares overrides a Chiyuv Mamon. But when we're dealing Misa Bidei Shamayim, so you pay the money in court, and you get Misa Bidei Shamayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But according to Abaye's, his understanding of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is this is the Ason which overrides the Chiyuv Mamon. That in this situation, the individual who is chayef Misa Bidei Shamayim would be patur from paying for the Truma. Correct? That we saw last time, and we discussed various types of tashlumen. There are those tashlumen that are an onesh, those tashlumen that are kapara, and distinctions between them. Comes along the Gemara over here and points out that l'chora, this statement that we saw, that according to Abaye, azor she'achal truma would be patur, is very problematic for a different reason. That the underlying assumption of kamei b'dereva minei, or of Nechunya ben Hakana, is that we're dealing with two punishments, one Misa and one Mamon, that come about simultaneously. But if they come about one after the other, not the Vasachas, then you're always Chayef both. Only the simultaneity is that which allows one to override the other. And L'chora, in Zor She'achal Truma, there is no simultaneity. That's the Gemara points out over here. Ula Abaye Patur, Ha'amar Rav Chista, Moder Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, Begonev chelbo shel chaveiro, that a person owned chelev, he owned the fat, the fats that are called chelev of a kosher animal, of a shor, of a seh, of a keves. What is the halacha if one were to eat such chelev? He would be chayev kares, but we're dealing over here with someone who is gonev chelbo shel chaveiro. L'chora, there's a chiyuv of kares on the table, and he eats it, and there's a chiyuv of mamon on the table. Rav Chista says, Moder Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, in this situation, we would be chayev. Why would be chayev? Shekvar nischayev b'gneva kodem shebali dei isur chelev. Because there's a lack of simultaneity. Me'idna de'agbaha kanya, that gneva your chayev the moment you do make a kinyan hagba'ah, the akhila always succeeds. It's always a second stage to the kinyan. First you're kona it, first you lift it in your hand, and then you put it in your mouth. Hachanami, so in the case of Zor She'achal Truma, Be'idna da'agba, when the Zor lifted the Truma, Kanye, Mischayev Benashalo Have Ada'achile. And so we have the lack of simultaneity. So how did the Gemara say that this case of Zor She'achal Truma would be a nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? According to Rava, you'd be chayev mamon, and according to Abaye, you'd be potter from mamon. This is a situation where even according to Abaye, you would be chayev. Not because of the form of the Misa, that it's Misa bidei Shamayim as opposed to Kares, but you'd be chayev because you have the lack of simultaneity. This is what bothered the Gemara. Tosfos over here was bothered by a bit of a, well, you could have two issues over here within the Gemara. Firstly, why is Rav Kista bringing in Rav Nechunya ben Hakana over here? L'chora, Moda, everyone agrees in all cases of Kamir Midrav Minei, where you're going to be dealing with an act of kinyan and then an act of eating, you're going to have this issue. What's unique about Rav Nechunya ben Hakana? According to Rabbanan, if there were to be an achila, where there'd be a chidav of misa bidei adam, and you were to be gonev and then to eat, you'd also be chayav because of the lack of simultaneity. What Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is unique in terms of his expansion to the world of kareis misa bidei shamayim, but simultaneity that everyone agrees that you require. So that's really a klutz kasha, because the only individual, the only shita which has a chiyuv of misa on the level of eating is Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Namely, we have isuri achila that are kareis, we have isuri achila that are misa bidei shamayim. We don't have isuri achila that are misa bidei adam. There's never going to be a punishment of misa bidei adam on achila. So this is within the world of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana that we expand coming to the rabbinate to the world of kareis misa bidei shamayim. Here, you're always going to have a kinyan before the eating. That's the question of the Gemara. But Tosus was bothered. Okay, fine, you want to ask Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, why ask on poor Abaye? Abaye is an Amora. We have a Mishnah that goes like Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. We learned last time in Maseches Pesachim. Ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach, right? The mezid, your potter, according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. That's the same question. Why should be potter? The moment that you lifted the trumas chametz, you were kona it, and when you put it into your mouth, then there's not going to be then there's going to be a chiyuv of kareis on the level of eating, but there's no simultaneity. That's what Tosa says. So chinami havimatzi lakshuya masnisin de kol shah de katani pater menatashlumin lefi mai de mukminan leker of nechunya ben hakana. Okay, this is a question that it's a fair question to ask, but the shita mekubetzes already offers a very, very interesting answer. We have the Shita Mekubetzes in this kovetz. The Shita Mekubetzes al Atar. And the Lamed Amad Beis. You want to say, in other words, like, why was the Gemara worried about Abaye? And that, you know, that according to Abaye, according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, we're going to have a lack of simultaneity. Even within the Mishnah, we have a situation where l'chora we should have that same lack of simultaneity, because we're going to have a kinyan which is going to precede the eating. Anytime that you're going to be eating, you're going to have a kinyan that precedes the eating. First, you're going to take it into your property, and then you're going to eat it. We're going to have always the same issue. So in the Pshita Mekubetzes, he answers Kosu bekuntrisin. The kuntrus, which is quoted by the Pshita Mekubetzes, is not Rashi. Usually we call Rashi the kuntrus. Right? He's the one who wrote the footnotes. But over here, kuntrisin means footnotes that the Pshita Mekubetzes found on various statements of Rashi and Tosfos. The hech shayach lomar gabe chametz kevan da agbehe kanye, kevan da osir bahanoa my kanye, umazachia shayachbo. Namely, the Tosas who raised the issue from the Mishnah in Psachim also was raising a straw issue that there's really no question from the Mishnah in Psachim. In the Mishnah in Psachim, we're dealing with chametz. Chametz is osir bahanoa. The kuntrisin is assuming, this is a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas achronim, that which is osur bahana'a does not lend itself to ba'alut. It can't be owned. You can't steal it. There is nothing there. It's osur bahana'a. It's not mamon that lends itself to that the ba'alus should be transferred. And therefore, in other words, there's no, over there in that situation, there is no kinyan. the reason that you're chayav is not because of gzeila, but the reason that you're chayav is because you're nehene. When are you nehene? When you eat, the two occur simultaneously. In other words, in the world of truma, you can be gozel truma, you can steal truma. But if you're dealing with chametz, truma is mutter bahana. Chametz is aser bahana. That which is aser bahana does not lend itself to be owned. May Iker have it, yes?
When the Gemara Pesachim makes it okay, it's
ah, and then Bechlal, in other words, what the Chidinus then continues and points out that that when Tosus asked the Tirtzu the Hachi Kamar Tosus having much like Shri Yaliba de Rav Yossi Haglila, right? That it's also about exactly that. That's where you're going into, namely that in the world of Chametz you have other issues that are involved. That's that's all I'm pointing out. In other words, he raises over here the issue of ownership. That may be a machlokas. Tanoim as to whether you have an Iser Hanah on Chametz on Pesach. The Shidur of Yosef Gud is no Iser Hanah. But even forgetting about the Iser Hanah, there's the Nabayiro Bayimatse. Maybe forbidden for you to take ownership of it on Pesach. That also may come in. So Tosis's question is not the most powerful of questions, because the whole world of Chametz on Pesach has many other factors that may interfere with a form of a kinyan that would precede the achila. But our Gemara is asking in our specific case. In our specific case, certainly truma lends itself to gzela, and therefore l'chora we have a gzela that precedes the misa b'dei shemayim. We just like as in the world of chelev, the gneva precedes the kares. So over here we have a situation where the gzela would precede the misa, and there shouldn't be there's no simultaneity, so we shouldn't be able to apply the din of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. There should not be over here a p'tur. So the Gemara then moves over into a series of possible ways of getting around this issue. What we have to ask ourselves is simply at what point what do we need to create a simultaneity in this area? What is the point of misa b'dei shamayim when a zar eats truma? At what point is he chayav misa b'dei shamayim? How do we define eating? Excellent, by Bria. But the Gemara is going to speak about the fact that swallowing also has stages. First something goes into, you have a peh, you have a mouth. At that point, there is not yet eating. Then it goes into the Beit HaBliyah, that I guess we would call the beginning of the throat. Right? That is the beginning of swallowing. But what is the conclusion of swallowing? When it goes into the stomach, into the me'ayim. Namely, that we have over here stages. It's going from the mouth into the throat, into the me'ayim, in other words, I guess, into the lower esophagus, where it sort of goes down. What point are you going to be chayav misa b'dei shamayim? Within those three, when it goes into the mouth, the base abli of the throat, or when it goes into the me'ayim? Yeah. When it goes into the me'ayim. But Rashi points that out, right? And Tosus points that out. They both pointed out that Rashi Nirmasil Shetochav Lo Chaveiro speaks about... that when you get elav b'bliya asom is chayev, the total bliya, which is the hanos meyav, and who adin tosas yirmasul idem matzi adure nahadre v'chilo mahadre chayev, the misa lo patra le ela delo asya ad bola legamre. We need, in other words, so to create a simultaneity, we have to move the chiyuv mamon to the point of bliya gemura. Right? In other words, we have over here this process. I lift something. Clearly, that is not yet eating. I put it in my mouth, then it goes into my throat, then it goes into my me'ayim. So Rashi and Tosfos both assume within the Gemara that the only time that you're going to be chayav is when you hit the point of bliya gemura, hanoas, when it goes into the me'ayim. That's the definition of achila. So if we want to create a simultaneity, we have to postpone the chiyuv mamon, that the chiyuv mamon can't be at the point of lifting it, the chiyuv mamon can't be at the point of putting it in your mouth, the chiyuv mamon also can't be at the point of it being in the beis habliya. The chiyuv mamon is going to have to come about at the moment that you have that it moves into the me'ayim. Okay, so in order to accomplish that, what the Gemara is going to deal with are three different possible chiyuvei mamon that we can be referring to in this situation. One we already saw. What chiyuv mamon did we already see? At least in the Havamin of the Gemara. Gneva / Gzeva, right? That takes place at a moment of kinyan. When a person lifts an item, he's bringing it into his property, that's a point of Gneva or Gzeva. Can we have a later point of Gneva or Gzeva? That we'll see in the Gemara. Yitachein ma'od. But what other Chiyuvei Mamon are on the table that we can also view as, you know, it's to help us with the simultaneity? Mazik, excellent. That we have a whole world of Baba Kama, of mazik, that an individual can be mazik mamon. What's the difference between gneva and mazik? Very, very simply.
Mazik doesn't get
possession. Gneva means you take it into your possession. You don't necessarily do anything, and you don't necessarily destroy the object. You don't lower its value. You just take it into your possession. That is a chiyuv mamon, and you're chayuv kedei kulo. When you're mazik something, you don't necessarily take it into your possession. What you were doing is lowering its value. That, you know, you are chayuv on for lowering the value of someone else's possessions, if you do it b'maisa, if you do it in a direct manner, as opposed to a grumma. And what is the third form of chiyuv mamon that's dealt with in our sugya? We have gezel, we have mazik, and we have... Nehena, right? We know this is a whole question of zenena v'zelo chaser, but zenena v'zechaser is certainly chayiv, right? That if you cause someone a loss via your hana, then you're chayiv. Now again, nehena does not require a kinyan, and mazik does not require a kinyan. The different gzeilo is that which requires the kinyan to create the avera. The avera of hezek is to the degree that you are mazik. That's what you would pay. What do you pay when you are nehenah? Do you pay the entire value of the item? What? Just the hana that you got. Namely, if your cow went into someone's house and he ate a steak, what you would be chayav is to pay you would have fed your cow hay or whatever. So the amount of hay that would have given it the satisfaction of eating the steak. Right, that the dollar of hay, that's what you would pay, not the $7 that the steak cost, etc. Namely, you pay ma shenehene. Okay, so these are the simply within the Gemara, we are going to try and do is give cases that are going to be dealing with one of these three machayevei mamon, either gezel or mazik or hanoa, and we're going to try and see can we create a simultaneity with those forms of mamon with the Bliya Gemura, which is the Chiyuv Misa. If we create that simultaneity, then according to Abaye Yibi Patur. If we can't create that simultaneity, that's what the Gemara is asking, why then say that according to Abaye Yibi Patur? You're Chayev because of the lack of simultaneity. You're Chayev, you'd be Chayev the Mama. Okay? So that's what the Gemara is moving into. After the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara then moves over to an Ukimta. Ha-ha, B'mai Askinan. Correct. Tocha b'may askinan, kagon shetochav lo chaveiro l'toch piv. Okay, at this stage in the Gemara, what is the Gemara assuming? What over here is not the Mechayev, and what is the Mechayev? Look in Rashi. Tochav lo chaveiro, d'lo agbaha, v'lo kanya. Namely, what is Rashi saying over here is no longer the Mechayev? It's not Gneva or Gzeva. Right? This person is not doing any kinya. And therefore, lo mechayev b'tashlumin ela bib'liyaso. mischayev d'mei hanaas me'av v'lo d'mei kulo. So the chiyuv we're going to be referring to over here would be a chiyuv of nehene. When would he be nehene? When it goes into his stomach. Ubahi shaita chiyuv misa namenika. Namely, we've solved our problem. We've moved, or we've set up a new kimta where there's no kinyan, because he doesn't do anything. Someone else is putting it in his mouth. So we have over here no kinyan. He is nehene at the moment that he swallows, and there's hanoas hameayim, and that's with basachas, with the achila, which is mechayev misibidei shamayim. But the Gemara is not happy with that. Why? Gemara points out, sof, kevon delaasei kanye, mischayev v'nashalo havei ad debalei. This ukimta would still not create a simultaneity, because what pu'uga can we not leave out? What stage could not leave out? Chewing. And what would chewing do? That would l'chora. I'm aware that the Maharam Shif didn't learn this way, but l'chora, that would be a ma'isa kinyan. Namely, there is, you can have a ma'isa kinyan of lifting something. You can have a ma'isa kinyan of changing the form of something. That's also a form of a ma'asa kinyan. In other words, if I take an axe and I cut down your tree, so I am kona your tree with the act of cutting it down. That's a ma'isa kinyan. And so over here, we're back to the fact that we have a chiyuv gzeila, which precedes the chiyuv mama, which precedes the chiyuv misa. Right, that we have over here, li'isa. So we have to solve that problem. Kagon, what? Chetochav lo betoch beis habliya. So we'll set up an okimta where we go beyond the teeth, right? We put that someone else, another party, would put this in his top of his throat. So we have no ma'isa kinyan of lifting. We have no ma'isa kinyan of chewing. So chora, okay, so we're back to our hana'ah. But that's not so simple, because Gemara over here points out, heki dami, what is the reality of this situation? I dematzi ala ha'adure nahader. I dematzi ha'adure amai chayav. So before we see the maskana of the Gemara seems to say that we have one of two alternatives. Either at this point he can... No, he can spit it out. He can, in other words, or at this point he can no longer spit it out. Imotzi ahadure, if he can spit it out, he should spit it out. But what if he doesn't? Then what mechayev of mamon would there be? The person could spit it out, but he is not spitting it out. What chiyuv mamon is there in this situation? Let's look in Rashi. Rashi, iboi le lahadure, vi lo ahadra, mehahi shaita iu mazik lo. And then parenthetically, derishon lav midi avad, b'lo nischayev lekohen klum. We're not talking, we won't get involved in the parenthetical comment currently. We're more concerned with the second party, with the party in whose mouth this is being put into. So that if it's put into his mouth, we saw, the moment he chews it, he's koneh. So we're putting it beyond his teeth, into the top of his throat. So Gemara says, if at this point he can spit it out, and he makes a conscious decision not to spit it out, then what chiyuv mamon is going to be chal on him? According to Rashi, mazik, not gezel, he didn't do any ma'isa kinyan, but rather mazik. At what point is he mazik it? By deciding to keep it in his throat. Namely, he is preventing the owner from getting his object. Right? Iloa hadre, mi'ahi shaita ihu mazikli. Ihu mazikli. Is this so simple that we have over here a chiyuv of mazik? Again, what Rashi is pointing out is we're not going to have the simultaneity even in this case, because he's going to be chayev mazik when it's still in his throat. He's only going to be chayev misa when it goes into his me'ayim. Is this the way that all Rishonim learned that we have over here a chiyuv of mazik?
Rashi himself seems to suggest later on that it's not mazik, it's gazela.
In a different case. But this case Rashi calls mazik. But if we look over here in the Ritva says, what are you talking about mazik? The Ritva sticks with our previous framework of Gazlan. Similarly, the Meiri, who had in front of him both the Ritva and Rashi, and he had to choose how he was going to learn the Gemara, so the Ritva also points out what does it mean? What's that phrase mean? Knoa l'shalim eskula? That's a euphemism for gezel, right? Only in gezel you require a kinyan. Mazik doesn't require a kinyan. Nehenah doesn't require a kinyan. So we see over here that both the Meiri and the Ritva understand that we have over here gezel. Again, what is the situation? The person has in his throat something that belongs to someone else. And he is making a conscious decision not to be machzir. Or we don't know what his decision, conscious decision, that may be a question. But he lemaisa is not coughing it up. Is this act of having something in your property and not allowing it to be returned to the owner, is that mazik? In other words, nehene, he's not nehene. He hasn't swallowed it yet. It's right, so there's no nehene. It's in his throat, but he is not allowing the owner to get to it. Is that what we call gezel, or is that what we call mazik? That's the machlokas we've shown him over here. What's the machlokas? What kind of machlokas is this? What would you say off the cuff? What would you say if I woke up in the middle of the night and asked you, someone has something in his property that belongs to someone else, and he's not allowing that other individual to get to it. Namely, he's causing that individual a loss. That individual can't get to it. Is that mazik or is that gezel? You would say it's gezel. Why would you say it's gezel?
You have something of theirs. They want it.
But where's the kinyan?
Isn't it kind of a chatzer or something?
Ah, so we have a concept of a kinyan chatzer. Having something in your property allows you to be koneh. You have a metzia in your property, right? It's a wild animal goes into your field, right? And then you are considered to be the owner of that wild animal because of kinyan chatzer. So if someone throws a get into the chatzer of his wife, she is now mugureshet because we have a kinyan chatzer. The chora, a person's throat, is no worse than his yard. Right? This is a chatzer. That's the language of the Meiri. Kana'a l'shalim eskula. L'chora, that's what stands behind the Ritva, that he's a gazlan. Why would Rashi not learn that way? Rashi moved over to the world of mazik. The Gemara previously was talking about either gezel or hana'a. Right? The Gemara never brought up the concept of mazik. Why did Rashi bring it up? Who deals with this issue? So look on the page that I gave you. We have a ktsos. I sent it to the ktsos in Siman Shin Mem Chet Ziv Katan Beis, where the ktsos raises an ekroni issue. He quotes over here the Shulchan Aruch, Ibyachnisa l'Rishuso, Perek Kamadaba b'Metziya Tanya. You have a copy? In other words, there, those who came late, there are copies over here. Anyone need a copy?
No.
You all have? Okay. I'm assuming Gemara Mishonim you have in front of you, but ktsos, not everyone can bring up for the Bais Medrash. Perakamad Bab Mitzia Tanya. Ain li ela yodo. Gago chatsero karfifo minayin. Talmud lomar imi matzei ti matzei. Okay? So we have a drasha that you are not only gozel when you take something into your hand, if it goes into your rishus, you're also a gazla. That's the language, hi matzei ti matzei. Not only yodo, but it includes also gago chatsero karfifo. Those are forms of chatzer. Piresh Rashi. Rashi over there, Bava Metzia, Daf Yudim Adbeis explained. Gago Chatzero, Kagon. Right? In other words, when Rashi uses the word Kagon, it's like using the word Klomar. Namely, he's telling us, this is not what you think. This is not so obvious. I am going to give you the parameters of the Gemara. Kagon Shenichnesa L'Rashuso, V'no'al B'faneha. Ad kan lishono. Mashma, the im nichnesa me atzma lirishuso, that let's say Reuven has a goat, and that goat wanders into the rishus of Shimon. Viniskavim liknosa ligzela, and Shimon has in mind that I want my chotzer now to be kona this goat as gzela, lo machayv machshava greda. The fact that Rashi uses which two words, the kagon, that goes in and? No'al b'fanav. There has to be a maisa. Gzeila requires a maisa. It doesn't require a maisa of lifting or of pulling, but even a chatzar requires a maasa. The fact that it is in your chatzar, according to Rashi, is not enough. Afilu hayah chatzar mishtemeres. Umishum, because this is a rule of Rashi, says the Ksos. All of the success is building into those two words of the kagon, na'al b'faneha. Eino na'ase gazon machshava ad shiyase ma'ase. Kamo na'al b'faneha. Af agav de b'mitziya kahagav na'kanile b'machshava greda. That were a wild animal to wander into my field, and I would have in mind that my chatzah would be kona it, that would be enough. Avol gzela tzarech na'al b'faneha. This is not a din in chatzer, this is a din in gzela. Chatzer is a kinyan. But the kinyan of gzela, it's not enough to have a passive chatzer and machshava. That's enough for a kinyan of a metzia. But a kinyan of gzela, which is not, I am being kone yesh me'ayim. I want to transfer the ownership from the previous owner to me, that requires an act. The first three words that were in the Ktzos is a quote from the Shulchan Aruch. He has to do an act of bringing it into his chatzer or of locking the door. Okay? This is the Shita of Rashi. Does this help us in terms of our sugya? This is a Rashi Bava Metzia. Certainly it helps us. Why? We're dealing with someone who has something in his throat and that was put there by someone else. What is he doing? Nothing. He's simply sitting there. He has something in his rishus, and even if he intends to eventually swallow it, namely he wants to be gozalit, he's not a gazlan until he does a ma'aseh. Who disagrees with the Rashi? The Ritva and the Meiri. They say, Mafito, the same way that you can be kona a mitzia with your chatzer without a maase, so also you can be kona a gzeila with your chatzer without a maase. Namely, that which the Ksos raises as a theoretical option, but mitzia, here we have the practical application within Rashi, as opposed to the Meiri and the Ritva. Namely, this is of Divrei Torah. There's no way of getting to this unless either you learned Bava Metzia recently or you remember the Ktzos. Right? In other words, that's why I sent you to the Ktzos, because we haven't learned Bava Metzia recently. But at least not NYU. At least not the first parak. At least not me. This over here is what we have in terms of this machlokes between Rashi on one hand and the Ritva and the Meiri on the other hand. Okay, so this then is the balloon which is raised by the Gemara. Okay, let's assume someone put it beyond his teeth. So there's no kinyan of the teeth. Put it at the top of the throat. What's the case? If he could get rid of it, and he is not getting rid of it, then at that point he is chayav mamon. According to the Meiri and the Ktzos, Meiri and the Ritva, at that point he is a gazlan. And he's not going to be a chayev misa until he swallows it. According to Rashi, he's not a gazlan at that point. He didn't do an action yet. So at that point, he is a mazik. In other words, by he is no el b'faneha. He is preventing the individual from being able to use his object. He's causing a loss. That's mazik. You want to say that it's grama, it's garmi. In other words, this is not al defaneha. It's like if you lock someone into a house that he can't go to work. So you're mazik him. And he can't get out. He normally earns $1,000 a morning, and you lock him into his house. Poor. You lock him into his house. He can't get out of his house. Happy April Fool's Day, Mashu Kaza. But you were mazik him. You caused him a loss. That's a garmi. That's over here. Rashi's saying, I have this person's object in my mouth. He wants to be able to use it. He can't use it. It's in my mouth. I'm not letting it out. I could let it out, but I'm not letting it out. According to Rashi, that's mazik. Okay. This is the way the Lechora, the Ksos would learn. The Me'iri doesn't learn Rashi that way. How does the Me'iri learn Rashi? The Me'iri says, V'yesh gorsin v'sugyizu sof kevan d'la'as d'le'isei kanya. That's Rashi's girsa, that's our girsa. He says, V'ein sorech b'zehari piv kona la'af b'lo le'isa. Elahein v'farshim da'ad shalala'asa ein machshavto nikeret im rotzlik nosa im lav. He says, according to Rashi, the reason it's not a gazlan when something is in his throat, because we don't know what he's thinking. We don't know whether he wants to be koneh. When he chooses it, he's showing us he wants to be koneh. When it's simply sitting in his throat, we don't know. So according to the Me'iri, the reason that Rashi mentioned mazik as opposed to gezel is because his machshava is not nikar. But the Me'iri says, I'm not goris that. In other words, the moment that the person doesn't spit it out, that means that he wants to be gozel it. And the question is, how much can we read into his act? But according to the Ksos, it's not a question of does he have machshava or doesn't he have machshava. Even if he has machshava to be gozel, according to Rashi, that's not enough. You need also a maisa. Okay, so there are two ways of understanding why Rashi would move over to mazik as opposed to gazel. Either because it's unclear what his machshava is, or, that's where the Me'iri understands Rashi, or, according to the Ksos, it's more ekroni, that we're missing the condition of gzeila. The condition of gzeila is that my chotzer will be kona if there is a maisa as well. My chotzer, shevi altasa, passively, can be kona a metziah. It can't be transfer an object to be a gzeila. Yeah?
So Rashi holds that once he's not gozel it yet, but you need to do a maisa to be gozel, why don't we say that when he swallows it, then he is gozel? And then the swallowing and the, you go to the basic plea and the issue misa would happen at the same time as the zema. And it would be fine.
Let's continue to the Gemara. Okay. I think it's a proper question. Okay. So the Gemara then continues and says, what's the other alternative? Ilom matzila hadure. If it was stuck so deeply into his throat that even if he would want to, he can't return it, then amai chayav. Why is he chayav? I mean, what issue do we have over here, according to Rashi? Amai chayav. We have onus. This person is onus. He can't do anything. Right? That's why, you know, it's why in the world will we speak about a chiyuv if this person is an onus. So we get caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. If he could spit it out and he doesn't spit it out, we have a lack of simultaneity and he should be chayiv. Chayiv what? Either mazik or gezel. If it's so far into his mouth, so who needs coming to the dravmine? Who needs simultaneity? He's onus. Right? So the Gemara comes to an answer. Ela, the matzi la'adure ayadei hatchak. According to Rashi, whatever we removed, he could, if he really wants to, get it out. So what have we removed? This is not, it's not onus. It's not onus. At this point, it is not onus. The iname ahadra mimasa velochazia lebailin hilkach migza lo gazel. So here Rashi answers, Adam, your question. Here Rashi answers, in other words, so he's no longer an onus, and then he swallows it. So when he swallows it, he's chayav misa. What chayav mamon is there at that time? Gezel, there's not gezel, because at that time, there is no longer any loss to the owner. Migzalo gazla. Amayka machayvis lebe tashlumen hanas grona umeyav. Hayishayta chayav mamon ika. So we're back to hana. Okay, so the hana and the misa bidei shemayim come simultaneously. Maybe that's the bottom line of the Gemara. But, yes?
So
Does the Rashi imply that, for example, if it weren't to be damaged, then it would be gezel?
Yeah.
But Rashi says it before that it's...
No, because here he's doing an act of swallowing. Previously, it was put into his mouth. When it's put into his mouth, there's no act. When he swallows it, that's an act. That's like no'al b'faneha.
So it's gezela.
Fine. Yeah, because here we see, in other words, again, according to the Meiri, here is Machshava is clear. He wants to steal it. According to the Ksos, this is a case where it's not just put into his mouth, me'eleha, here he's being no'el, here he's doing an act. He's machnes it into his me'ayim. That's an act of gezel. Fine, that's not a problem. Again, according to Rashi, the chisaron in the case where it was put into his throat is that it's now in his chotzer. Throat is a chatzer, but he didn't do any act. Someone else put it there. What we're dealing now, in other words, the maskana of the Gemara is, it's put into his mouth to a point where he could return it ayadei hadchak, but at this point, it would no longer be valuable. It would no longer have any value. So that would take away the world of gezel. Were it still to have a value, then there would be a gezel by his swallowing it.
Isn't that an example of a less of a kinyan? Because he has less of a choice here, because the rain is so deep down, as opposed to if those...
Yeah, there are three options over here. One is that it's easy for him to spit out. One is that it's impossible for him to spit out. And the other is that it is difficult for him to spit out, but he can't. In the case where it's easy for him to spit out, and he doesn't, so then he is either a masik according to Rashi or a gazlan according to the Ritva and the Meiri. In a case where he cannot spit it out, he's onus. In a case, and onus rachmana patre, in a case where he could spit it out with difficulty, so the moment he could spit it out, then we have an issue of gzela or then we have an issue of theoretically of a loss being caused, but
Gzela, right?
since it's ayadei hadchak, that's what Rashi points out. What was added over here by the ayadei hadchak? What was added was that it was now so deep in that it was nimas lo chazya levaylim. That takes away gezel. Namely, someone else created that situation. Someone else created a situation where the owner's property is worthless. So then my going ahead and deciding to swallow it, there's no gezel. I'm not taking away anything from the owner. What is there? There is hana'ah. But that hana'ah that I am receiving, the hana'ah is that which I am receiving. Not that which I'm taking from him. That which I am receiving. That hana'ah which I am receiving, that comes simultaneous with the swallowing. That's the chiyuv misa bidei shamayim. That's the din of Rav Nachunya ben Akana. That's why Abai says you're potter.
In the previous stage of Tamar, where it was possible for him to spit it out, in which case we're assuming right. That it was not Nimas.
Nachon.
So then, if Rashi's holding the only thing which is missing from Exela here is that he has to do a Maisa, why wouldn't the Gemara just say that he can swallow it, and when he swallows it, he did the Maisa Exela, and the Exela happened at the same time as the Chiyuv Misa?
I understand that, in other words, that the maskan of the Gemara is saying that we're dealing with a case where it was it was only matzi aduwei the hidchak, and he swallowed it. And our question is, the act of swallowing, what chiyuv is there on that act? Namely, according to Rashi, that already is an action of the individual. That already would be considered to be gezel. But it's worthless. So gezel falls off. But rather, we have hana'ah. But what all the Rishonim are medayik in Rashi is in one word of Rashi in the case where he couldn't spit it out altogether. Amai chayav onasu. Right. But what word does Rashi add over here? Misa. Amai chayav misa onasu. Namely, that Rashi is saying that this would be a case where there would not be a chiyuv of misa b'dei shamayim because he is honest. What is the implication of Rashi? That what chiyuv still would be on the table?
No, it's not saying it's still be on the table. It's saying there's no case of tashlum in there.
Excuse me?
There's no case of tashlum in there. That's what we're saying.
we're saying that there would, no, according to Rashi, the moment that he could not spit it out, lo matzi adure, this would not be a case of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is a case where you have a chiyuv mamon and a chiyuv misa simultaneously. In this case, there's no chiyuv misa. So, but it appears that, that a chiyuv mamon would not be overridden by the onus. Okay, we'll come to this, you know, just pointing out on the, that this is the way that Rashi is understanding. Otherwise, just leave out the word misa. V'ilo matzi adure amai chayav, onusu. Onusu. He's onus, and he's potter from everything. Who learns really that he's potter from everything? Look in Tosfos, there's a, the Tosfos Masko of the Ilo Matzi Adure, right? That in the middle of Tosfos, it brings in the Ritzva. At the end of Tosfos, he summarizes the Ritzva. The last line of Tosfos, Ochen Pshitule Lahashas, the Be'ones Mairi. This is the Ritzva's understanding, like Rashi. Behachi Perusho, Onusu, Upater, Mimisa, Umamon. Okay, Pater Misa Umamon. That's not Rashi. Rashi says, Amai Chayav Misa Onusu. Doesn't say, Amai Chayav Misa Umamon. Namely, we have over here, Rashi saying that the Amai Chayav, the Ptur of Onus, goes on Misa. The Ritzva says it goes on Misa and Mamon. And then there's a third Perish that we'll see, that it goes only on Mamon. That's Tosus himself, the Ri. Okay, but that we're going to, in other words, what exactly is going on over here? Why should you be chayev in a situation of, why should you be chayev mamon if you were honest? That will come to. I don't know if it will come to yet today, but we'll come to that. Okay, so this then is the sugi according to Rashi. So everything fits in very, very nicely and neatly. Namely, the Gemara knew exactly at what moment you're chayev misa. The Gemara kept trying to push the Chiyuv Mamon towards that moment by juggling Chiyuv Gzela, Chiyuv Mazik, Chiyuv Nehenah, and the Ukimta. How can we create an Ukimta where there would be a simultaneous Chiyuv? The only way the Gemara was able to get to that was when it was pushed in very, 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 very far that he could only get it out Ayidei Adchak. That took away a possibility of Gezel because it's worthless. But it left the possibility of Nehenah, and on that he really is Chayev, and that he really, I'm sorry, is Pater, because the Hanoah and the Misa come simultaneously. That's the case of Abaye.
What happens to Mazik?
Excuse me?
What happens to Mazik?
Again, the object is worthless, so there'd be no Mazik and no Gezel, right? But Nehenah there is. I mean, it's when you eat food, even if the food is worthless, it's worthless in terms of its monetary value, but it gives you nutrition. Right, the hana'ah is the nutrition from the food. The fact that the food, in other words, could not be sold to someone else because it has your saliva over it, but for you, it's nutrition. So we have hana'ah, which would be simultaneous with the world of Misa Bidei Shamayim. And that's the case. In other words, when the Gemara said previously, "My ika ben Abaye v'Rav, ika ben Zar Shachal Truma la'Abaye Pater," when would a Zar Shachal Truma be Pater going to Abaye? If someone stuck it into his mouth, through the throat, deep enough that it would be Nimas, but he could still get it out Ayidei Adchak, and then he swallowed it, then we would have the Ptur according to Abaye. Okay? And we had in between a stage where, according to Rashi, you would have Mazik, while according to the Ritva and the Meiri, you would have had Gezel. We explained that either according to the Meiri, an issue of Machshava, or according to the Ktsos, it's an issue of a principle. Can you be Gozel passively? Or does Gzela require a Maisa? Okay. Tosos over here, the first Tosos we saw, Tosos Imotzi Adure Amai Chayev, was bothered by Rashi's assumptions. Pirish Bekuntris Amai Chayev Misa, because you are onus. Rashi assumed that the Ptur over here was one of onus. The Kosha Lari, Ma Pitom, Luki Kigon Shemi Ritzonam, and Yechlo Ritchov. In other words, why learn the Gemara that way? Why set up the Gemara as a case of onus? The Gemara doesn't say onus. The Gemara simply says, Tochav Lo Letoch Beis Habliya. Maybe he asked the person, you see that food over, you see that the piece of apple? Stick it into my throat, in other words, deeply. Maybe he did it for Ratzah. The Hashtavadai Chayev Misa. In that way, you're chayav misa for eating, right? It's irrelevant if you eat by taking something into your mouth or you tell someone, put it in my mouth. They're both eating, they're both acts of ratzon. However, mamon nami lo machayev, kevon de lo matzi ahadure, ela al hanoas grono umeyav, vahi shaita kimle midirabimine. Namely, how did Rashi know that the Gemara was dealing with a case of onus, that it was being forced upon him? Maybe maybe over here we're dealing with a situation Koshari the Luki Gon the Mirizona Meniachov Litchov. The Hashta Vade Chayev Misa, Afagav de Lamatzi La Dure, because he asked that person to put it in that situation. So he asked the person to force him to eat it. Umamon name lo mechayev, kevan de lomotzi la adure. So therefore, he is not being currently a ganav or a gazlan. It was put into his mouth in this manner. Ela al hanoas grono umeyav. The only thing you'd be chayev for would be nehne. Vahi shaita kimle midirabamine. Part of the question of
Tosfos, if that's the case, then can the Gemara, why is the Gemara saying the Chayos? Can it be Kimei Rabbanei, become a solution, something? Then
the right, I'm sorry, correct, 100%. Right. In other words, namely, that the Gemara could have been a case of Ratzon, and the question of Amai Chayav would still be a valid question. But so what pushed Rashi to learn that it was a case of onus, if you could have learned the Gemara also as a case of Ratzon? So here the Ritva explains what pushed Rashi. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, V'ilo matzi aduri amai chayav onasu uvidin hu dematzi luk mekishatach legrono chavero liritzono. Theoretically, l'chora Tosis is correct that we could have offered an alternative. This is on l'ratzon. Elo d'nechalei l'teirutzei l'fum ukimta d'havadai lishna d'tachav l'chavero l'onso mashma. That what pushed Rashi, says the Ritva, is the terminology of the Gemara. We have a concept of nosan lo chavero, the chaver placed it, or tochav lo chavero, the chaver stuck it in. In other words, when something is being done liritzoncha, you would speak about it as a nosan lo chavero, as opposed to tochav lo chavero. So according to the Ritva, what pushed Rashi was the mashmaus halosha. Kind of read that Tosfos felt that tochav lo could be, in other words, also miritzona. Miritzona meniach lo litchov. In other words, the tachav lo simply relates to the depth of the placing as opposed to the nature of the placing. However, Tosfos understood totally the Gemara totally differently. That really, tachav lo could be miritzona, tachav lo could be onso. That's not the point over here. The point is, nira lo rihachi perusho, amai chayav mamon, Harehu lo gizalo. Harehu lo gizalo. Namely, the chaver was the one who put it into that position of lo matzi ahadure. So, v'ahanoso lo mechayev. V'ahanoso lo mechayev. and there would be no chiyuv over here on hana'a that comes post the gezel of whom? Of the chaver. The chaver is the one who is gozel. The chaver is the one who takes the other individual's property and puts it in a place where it can't be retrieved. Then you're potter from hana'a. Af agav darminan gozel and asiyosho abalim ba'akher v'achalo ratim yizeh gova, that the chiyuv of hana'a is still on the table. Haynu dafka lefi shehadavar hagozel yeshno ba'olam b'sho'a shezeh hasheni gozlo. Aval hacha de b'sho'a shezeh nehenem mimenu farhu avud min ha'olam hu b'makom de lo efshar la'adure ein lo al hasheni klum. Okay, so according to Tosus, what over here is the issue within the Gemara? What over here is the reason that the Gemara says Amai Chayev? Yeah.
Amai Chayev on the Mamon.
Right. On the eating of the Truma, Misa Bidei Shamayim, could very well be that he would be Chayev. Because who says it's an Ones? Maybe it's Ratzon. Right? That this person, you know, it's Biritzon of the second party, put it in that place. And so on the level, is this called an Achila? It would be called an Achila in terms of Misa Bidei Shamayim. However, in terms of the world of a chiyuv mamon, there would be no chiyuv mamon if you eat something which currently is worthless.
So there's no kinyan ground.
Right? So that's why there would be, in other words, amai chiyuv mamon, that forget about the din of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, there's no chiyuv of mamon because there is no gezel, there is no mazik, and there is no nehene. There is no chiyuv klape the other party. If you're not machaser the other party was totally the chisaron to the other party came about via someone else. Then over here there would be no chiyuv mamon. Okay, so we have a machlokas over here between Rashi and the Ri. What is the ukimta of Tachavlei b'makom shei efshar lahachzir? According to Rashi, the ukimta is one of ones. Ones removes the chiyuv of misa bidei shamayim. There is no chiyuv of achila if you're ones. You wouldn't be chayev for eating truma if you're forced into this situation. The Ri understand that tachavlo can also be biritzona. So on the level of chiyuv misa, yitachen that there would be a chiyuv misa. But mamon, the moment something was placed in an area where the owner can never get to it, and then someone steals it, is mazik it, is nene from it, who cares? It has no relationship to the owner. It was already taken away from the owner. You can't take it away from the owner twice. You can be gozel an object and it'll be be'en, right? That party A can steal a cow from Reuven and have it in his property, and then party B is going to come and eat it. Then the owner, the original owner, Reuven, can go either to party, you know, it's to the Gazlan or to the Nehenet, because the object was in the world. But in this situation where it was put in a place where it's irretrievable, then there is no din of Nehenet. There's no din of Nehenet. Okay, that's the way Tosus understands the Gemara. So Rashi understands Amai Chayev Misa, Tosus understands Amai Chayev Mamon. The third perish over here is that of the Ritzvah. HaRitzvah Mefarish Keshitas Rashi. Namely, that the Gemara's question is one of onus. Is one of onus. Again, maybe like the Ritzvah, because that's the language of Tacha. Upshita Leiva Shas Da'iri Chetacha Vlo Ba'al Korcha. That's the nature of the phrase. Ukishetoche Vlo Miritzono. Why? In other words, Tosus asked the question, how did Rashi know that it was a Baal Korcha? So the Ritzvah said, because of the mashmos of the language. The Ritzvah wants to say, because what's the alternative? Kishetochev lo miritzono, that the alternative would be Ratzon. Then, how could you say that there would be no Chiyuv Mamon? Miyad kishemesim bepiv lo ahadra, k'na'a miyad l'shayiv ba'onsin, ve'ein ba'im ke'echad. The mistama mancha b'nicha b'piv, acharkach tochev lo v'chulei. Namely, the Ritzvah is making an assumption that in order for the person, the tochev, to get to the throat, he has to go through the mouth. So the moment that he's putting it through the mouth on the way to the throat, there, at that moment, the person in whose mouth it is, he's konen. What is this ritzvah, in other words, what is his working assumption? Is that you don't need an action for a kinyan, namely, and why is this not a question on Tosfos? Because the Ri could very well hold, like whom? Like Rashi, like Vitzos. That's what's pointed out over here by Rav Elchanan. If you look over here in the second section that I photostated for you, Tosfos Dibra Maskli Lola Dure, Kishetochev Lo Miritzono Miyad Shebav Lepiv Kone Leschayiv Ba'omsim. This is the language of the Ritzvah. Muvur Lehedya Dein Sarach Lasot Maselach Nisal Rishuso Kede Litzchayiv Ba'omsim. Namely, that the Ritzvah is assuming, like the Ritzvah, like the Meiri, Shaloki Dibra Hektsos. Amnam Ledaas Rashi Gam Kishetoch Daas Ri. Sorry, it was Freudian error. The Da'asuri, Gam Kishetochvin Lo Miritzono, Eno Mischai Ba'onsi Mitam Geneva, Rak Mitam Nehne. Al Korcha Chatam Kedivri Haktsos, Aftichlas Rishusa, Mekomokom Kevedos Amaisa, Eno Nasa Ganav. Namely, the Ritzvah wants to prove, we must be talking about Tachav Ba'al Korcho. Because had it been Tachav Miritzono, the moment it went through the mouth, there's already a Kinyan. In other words, but how could there be a Kinyan? There's no Maisa. So this is the machlokus between the Ritzvah and the Ri. This is the machlokus between Rashi and the Ritzvah. Maybe that which we saw earlier, machlokus between Rashi and the Ritzvah, are you chayev mitzad mazik or gazlan, that machlokus over here is replayed out between the Ri and the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, I'm learning like Rashi that it must be onus. Because had it been ratzon, then there would have been a kinyan. The Ri said, what kind of proof is that? There's no kinyan if there is no maisa. But according to the Ritzvah, you don't need a Maisa. Okay? And then the Ritzvah simply continues with the fact that even though it's on a long needle, how's he tochev it? You know, he puts the food onto a long needle and pushes it in, even though the lechora, the person who's pushing it in, could pull it out at any point, B'chol zot, there is still a kinyan, that the issue that the situation can be reversed is meaningful in the world of get. A get has to be a maisa krisus, which is a one-way street. But in terms of a kinyan gzela, the theoretical possibility that it's reversible doesn't take away the kinyan gzela. That's what the Ritzvah points out. And then the Ritzvah concludes that since we're dealing with ones, you're pater both on misa and on mamon. You're onus. So there's no chiyuv misa, there's no chiyuv mamon. But the Ritzvah then says, why is there no chiyuv mamon? The anan sahadeh delo nechalei ba'achilas iser. What is the Ritzvah saying? That you're off on a technicality. That we want to be mechayev you mitzad nehne, but this is being done ba'al korchacha, so who in the world would want to be nehne from that which is awesome? Right? In other words, he is being force-fed truma. Who wants to be force-fed truma? That's not called hanoah. Okay, that's a question as to how do you view hanoah. Is it an objective issue of nourishment, or is it a subjective issue of do I want to eat this particular food? But Rashi, we saw earlier, Rashi said that ones would remove the chiyuv of misa. The diuk in Rashi is it would not remove the chiyuv of hanoah. According to Rashi, if you're nehne ba'ones, you're being force-fed, then you're chayav as a nehne. Is there anyone who disagrees frontally with Rashi and says that in a world of ones, there would no longer be a chiyav of nehne? Again, the Ritzvah you can't prove anything from, because he says, anan sadeh d'lo nechaleh b'achilas iser. In other words, that's a different matter. But is there anyone who says that ones should remove any chiyuv of nehene? So if you look at the end of the next Tosfos, in my edition, there is a Tosfos Yeshanim in the margin. It starts Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Do you have it? I know in other editions, maybe elsewhere. In other words, it's like a star at the end of Tosfos Lo Tzricha, and there's a bracket for Rabbeinu Tam Pirish. Kevan shibamakam to lamatzi adure yaudei atchak, for nehne grono ubon ka'achas. V'im tomar, hech yischayev mamon, Kevan shetachav lo ba'ones. That the Gemara answers that Matzi la'duri ayadeh tchak v'lo hadra v'chulei. In other words, according to Menotam, if you were really, really honest, if it was something that was irretrievable, ech yischayiv mama, kevan shetachav lo ba'ones, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. So this is what I'd like to begin with next time. Namely, when we have a din of nehne, that you're chayav, classically, in worlds of ones, ones generally removes chiyuvim. But we have over here machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to whether an individual who would be nehne ba'ones would be chayav or would be pater. This lechora, is very dependent upon a sugya in Baba Kama that I'd like you to learn. I'll print at the Mar Makomos in Linetter in a few minutes. It's the sugya of Zenen of Ezevo Choser in Baba Kama that I'd like you to think about is as follows. When we have a case of Zenen of Ezevo Choser, then you're Chayiv. A case of Zenen of Ezevo Choser is an Abaye in the Gemara. Okay? A case of ze lo nehene ze choser is a machlokes rishonim that I'll send you to as well on the daf. What is going on over here? What are the svaras that are involved? Why, if a person ze nehene ze choser, why are you chayev? So over here, look through the Gemara. The Gemara gives svaros lekan v'lesham. Try and build two options of how to learn the sugya. If you want to cheat, you're welcome to look in the in Rabbi Rashman's book of Baba Kama on the sugya. The Rav has a very, very beautiful piece that we will bli neder try to summarize in the Rishima Shirim, so he calls the book the Rishima Shirim. So I'll send you to the Gemara and to the Rambam. When you look at the Rambam, don't only look at the Rambam itself, but also look at the placement. In what halachos did the Rambam place this din of Zenen and Zevo Chaser? And with that, we'll try to understand the machlokes over here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Again, Tosfos over here, the reason that you are patur from Mamon is because you are not taking anything away from anyone. There's not going to be a chiyuv of Nehene, not going to be a chiyuv of Mazik, not going to be a chiyuv of Gazlan, v'chulei. The Ritzvah, the reason that you're parted from the Mamon is because you don't want to eat Isur. But according to Rashi, the Ptur Onus only goes on Misa, Amai Chayav Misa. Mashma, that you're Chayav for being Nehene Ba'Onus, and Rabbi Notama says black and white, if you're really Onus, Matitom, that you should be Chayav on Hanah. That appears, and the answer is, well, you know, only in a situation where really there would be no total Onus, would you be Chayav. But in a case of real onus, you would be pater. So the two extremes are Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's what we'll begin with. Then we'll move over into this next Tosos, Rav Ashi Amar Bezor Shach Al Truma, V'Kara Shirayim. I mean, we'll learn also the line of the Gemara of Papa, that's not a difficult line, but we'll learn over here, Rashi explains the line, this Tosfos, Dibur Hamaskil Rav Ashi, the Tosfos of Lot Tzricha, the Matzah Adurei Adchak. I don't think we'll learn Shia. I mean, what Tosfos deals with over there is simply the technical issue of how worthless does something have to be that there should not be a... Maybe we will learn it. We will learn. Okay, that Tosfos we will learn because it fits in with Zenet as a Lokasar. So we will learn that Tosfos. But the order will be first to do the Sugya in Baba Kama and the Rambam, then to understand Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, then to learn this Tosfos of Lo Tzricha, and then we'll move over into Tosfos Rav Ashi. Tosfos Rav Ashi deals with a simultaneity of Chiyuvei Mamon and Chiyuvei Misa, but to two different people. And is this a factor? Is it not a factor? Is it relevant? Is it not relevant? So this will take us back to the whole source of the din of coming to Dravmine. What is the Ptur? Why, when you are Chayav Misa, are you Pater from Mama? We dealt with this in Tosos Zorsha Achal Truma. We're going to revisit it very, very much in this Tosos, please look up the Gemaras that Tosos quotes. Each Gemara is a world in and of itself. And so instead of my writing down all these Gemaras, just, you know, you see a Gemara in Tosos, look it up. Be certain that you have the understanding of the Gemara. We won't get beyond that Tosos next time, but if you want to go further, you're welcome to go further in the Gemara. The next sugi is the sugi of Akira Tzara Chanacha. Those who learned Shabbos last year will be a bit of a chazar. Yes?
Is there a case in Rashi where it's far enough back that you would have the kamleg, and therefore you would you'd have the hana and you'd have the misas based in that's not far enough back that it would be ones?
That's what the Gemara says. Shiyochol akziru deyachak. No, that's the bottom line of the Gemara. That it's not onus. It's not onus. But on the other hand, again, within Rashi, the iser gezel / mazik would be removed because it is worthless to the owner. So the only thing we have on the table is still nehene. And then when he decides to swallow it, and he is chayav misa because there's no onus, that's where we have the din of Abaye Amar Potter.
Why is there no onus?
Because he can be maksar de'etchak. Onus means he has no alternative but to swallow it. Esher lehaksar de'etchak means he has an alternative. If he has an alternative, that's not called onus. In fact, that life is difficult doesn't mean that we're anusim. Right? In other words, onus means impossible. It's when it is possible but difficult, all of life is possible but difficult. Okay. Bli Neder, I'll write up the Mar Makomos now, but that's what we'll be doing. Yitzchak.